Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. Amen. We ought to give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Amen. We ought to just stop and give the Lord a hand clap of praise. For he is worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. The name of the Lord is worthy to be praised. Amen. Truly bless God. Amen. For being here. Amen. Thank God for allowing us to come together just one more time. Amen. We bring you greetings from the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We're your visionary. Amen. And founder is in the person of our very own evangelist, Annette Bradley. Amen. We thank God for, amen, another day that the Lord has kept us, how the Lord brought us down to a close of another week. Amen. We're just so glad about it. We're just so grateful. Amen. Because of the Lord's mercies, his love that he had bestowed upon us. And truly, who wouldn't serve a God like this? Amen. Who would not serve a God, amen, that does all these wonderful things for us? Amen. He keeps us, amen. He strengthens us, provides for us, make ways out of no way. He deserves our praise. And truly tonight, we came, amen, to give God, amen, the glory. We came, amen, to magnify the name of the Lord. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. So we thank you for being here with us tonight. We thank you for coming to magnify the Lord with us and worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and they are saved. So we praise God, amen, for being here. Amen. This night is ordained by God. It was ordained by God for you to be here. No accident, no coincidence. Amen. But this was, amen, divine plan of God for you and I to be here this night. Amen. And so while we're here, amen, we're going to take advantage of the opportunity. We're going to take advantage of this time, amen, just to bless the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Amen. We welcome each and every one of you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We thank you, amen, for being here. Amen. We pray that you had, amen, a blessed, productive day. Amen. We pray, amen, that, amen, God has blessed you. God has made ways for you today, opened up doors for you throughout the week. Amen. We pray that God answered every prayer that you had up before him this week, because we know that God is a prayer-answering God, and we know when the righteous call, when the righteous cry unto the Lord, he hears and answers our prayer. Amen. This is the confidence that we have in God. Amen, that if we call on the name of the Lord, surely he will come to our rescue. Whatever the need is, if we call on the name of God, amen, he will come see about his people. Amen. So we believe, amen, and know that God has showed up for you. God has came through for you. Amen. When your back was against the wall, you didn't know what to do. Amen. But you begin to lift up your eyes towards the hills from whence cometh your help. Amen. For we know our help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Amen. And he won't fail. Amen. He'll never let us down. So we're just so grateful tonight. Amen. We count it an honor and a privilege. Amen. Just to be here. Amen. We greet you in the name of the Lord. Amen. I am your co-host tonight, Minister Emmanuel Hogue. Amen. Thank God I'm yet saved, yet sanctified, yet have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That with a mind to run on and see what the end is going to be. See, I heard all about the end. Amen. But I want to see it for myself. Amen. I want to, amen, make it in. Amen. I just want to just make it in. If I could just get inside. Amen. Everything else, amen, be all right with me. Amen. That's what we're here for. We're here, amen, to make preparations. Amen. Preparing to meet our Maker. Preparing to meet the Lord. Amen. Being ready for that great day when the Lord himself, amen, shall descend from heaven with a shout. Amen. That's what we're preparing ourselves for. Amen. Is to take flight. Amen. And get out of here, because this world is not our home. But one day we're looking to go back with Jesus when he comes. Amen. Are you expecting to go back with Jesus? Are you truly expecting to go back with Jesus when he comes? Amen. This should be our desire. This should be our focus, our aim tonight. Amen. It's just to be ready. Amen. When the Lord, amen, comes back for us. Amen. So we bless God tonight. Thank God for each one of you. Amen. As you're coming on in, amen, to the prayer line. Amen. We just want to say welcome. Amen. Another night to the Prayer News Network Global. God has blessed his ministry. Amen. To be birthed out in a time such as a pandemic. Amen. It came in a perfect time for the people of God and for the world, the nation as a whole. Amen. When the world, amen, is in turmoil, when the world is confused, amen, don't know what to do, don't know where to turn to. But thank God, amen, God has provided a way of escape, amen, so that, amen, they can have somewhere, amen, that they could turn, amen, to be able to get the word of God. When everything begin to close up, amen, God had this prayer line going forth in the earth. Amen. And one thing about it, it's still going forth. Amen. Over a year now, amen, that this prayer line has been established, and God is giving the increase. God is setting his approval, amen, upon the work, amen, that he has assigned, amen, to somebody's hand. And we thank God for somebody answering the call tonight. Amen. Because if somebody didn't have a burden for the souls of men, amen, know that we wouldn't be on this prayer line. Amen. We wouldn't be on this prayer line tonight. But thank God, amen, our visionary and founder, amen, begin to have a burden for the souls of men in a time of trouble and did something about it. And here we are today, people of God. Amen. We're here all because of God. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. Somebody ought to just come on and give the Lord some praise right now. Come on, we ought to just give the Lord some praise right now for the great things that he has done. Amen. We just praise God tonight once again for all things. Amen. We're not going to weary you, but we like to give honor where honor is due. Amen. We like to, amen, just greet each and every one of you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God is good. Amen. He's so good to his people. Amen. We just praise God for his love. Amen. That he has bestowed upon us. Amen. In a time like this. Amen. We give honor to, amen, each and every one of our listeners. Amen. Wherever you may be calling from your, amen, respective places, amen, we thank you, amen. We give honor and to God for you this night, amen, for being a part of this, amen, great, amen, broadcast. Amen. This is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. We are recording live. Amen. You can get a copy of this broadcast. Amen. We'll give you two numbers at the end of the program where you can, amen, text to request a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. Also, you can go to our Facebook page. Amen. You can look us up on Facebook, the Prayer News Network. Amen. And there you also can hear this program tonight live and recorded on, amen, our Facebook page. Amen. We thank God, amen, for all of our Blog Talk Radio listeners, those that are listening by radio. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. Tuning in tonight to be with us. Amen. We thank God for our regulars, our regular listeners. We thank God for our, amen, those that are, amen, here every night with us on this journey. Amen. We want you to know we appreciate you. Amen. We want you to know, amen, God has not forgotten about you. You are not forgotten. Amen. God's eyes are upon you. Amen. He's taking note. He's recording everything. Amen. He's recording this night. Amen. How you're here to support this prayer line. So we thank God, amen, for each one of you, our listeners. We thank God for all of our international listeners as well, those that are, amen, calling in, listening from other countries. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. All over the world, this gospel is being spread, and people are benefiting from it. They're getting something out of this, amen, this payment broadcast. They're getting something out of the word of God that's going forth across the airways. So we just thank God for that. Amen. Amen. Evangelist always says, reaching the lost at any cost. Amen. This is why we're here every night, because it's a soul. Every day a soul needs to be delivered. Every day a soul needs to be saved. A soul needs hope every day. And this is why we're here. Amen. We're here trying to reach the lost at any cost. Amen. So we just praise God for all my international listeners, those that are calling from other countries. Amen. From amen on all walks of life. Amen. From nation to nation. Amen. From all four corners of the earth, God is reaching his people. So we are just so grateful for that. Amen. Some of our listeners are calling from China. Amen. Brazil. The UK. Tortola. The Virgin Islands. Just all over. Just so many. Amen. Places that this gospel is being reached. Amen. But we want you to know we're so grateful. Amen. That you're a part of this broadcast tonight. Amen. We just thank God once again for our visionary. Amen. And founder. Amen. Of this great Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. We want to continue. Amen. To send up prayers for her and her family. Amen. As you know, amen, she lost her mother. Amen. A few days ago. Amen. And pray for the family. Amen. As they're preparing. Amen. To amen. Lay their mother to rest. Amen. Let's pray for the Bradley and amen. The Reed family. That God will, amen, give them strength and hold them up, amen, in this difficult time. Amen. We know it's never easy to lose a loved one, amen, but we do know that God, amen, is our strength. Amen. God, amen, he's a healer for both body and soul. And earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And we know in time, amen, it's in time, amen, God will bring about that healing. Amen, in each one, amen's life. So we just believe God, amen. We lift her up in prayer tonight, her and her family. We want her to know that, amen, we love her. We're standing here, amen. We're, amen, supporting her, amen. Whatever we can do, we're here to lend a helping hand, amen, to the woman of God and family. Amen, we praise God for all of our advisors, amen, that God has assigned to his work, amen, to stand in the gap as well. Amen. And truly, amen, they have been doing just that. Amen. Standing in the gap, being arm bearers, being support, even to this ministry and to the woman of God. So we thank you, amen, all advisors. We thank God for you. And we want you to know that we love you. We appreciate you. Amen. And you know that you are a blessing, amen, to the Prayer News Network as well. Each one of you, thank God for you. Amen. We give God the glory. We give God the praise. How God has made us a part of this great work. And truly, I'm so grateful, a kind of a great honor and a privilege just to be, amen, a part of this great ministry. Amen. We thank God for all our leaders. Amen. Thank God, amen, for, amen, the covering, amen, even of this, amen, our advisor and visionary, her covering, amen, S.T. James, Apostle S.T. James. Amen. Thank God for him. Thank God, amen, for his leadership. Amen. Thank God for his teaching, his directions, instructions. Amen. We praise God for his legacy, the life that he lived. Amen. How he pleased God. He loved the Lord. We're just grateful for that. Amen. Thank God for all the other presiding bishops and amen. Amen. Apostles, amen, that God has ordained and placed, amen, in the ministry to lead the people. Amen. So we appreciate each one of them. Amen. Thank God for my leaders. Amen. And God, amen, has placed, amen, to help lead us and guide us, amen, along this way. Amen. We thank God for each one of your leaders tonight. Amen. Thank God for each one of your leaders tonight that God, amen, has placed in your life to lead you, amen, from earth to heaven. So we thank God, amen, for all those that are laboring in the gospel, those that are doing what they can to hold up the bloodstained banner. Amen. We do give them honor tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. So we just praise God for all things. Amen. As you're coming in, we want to just say welcome to the Prayer News Network. Amen. Another night that the Lord has blessed us. Amen. To assemble together. Amen. Even over the phone conference. Amen. But yet, we're still in the presence of the Lord. It's all about Jesus. Amen. It's all about him. And it's not about anything else, but it is about Jesus. Amen. And him being glorified. Amen. We preach Jesus tonight. Amen. Him crucified. We don't preach no other, amen, gospel, no other doctrine, because there is no other. It's, amen, Jesus Christ and him crucified. Amen. This is what we preach, amen, to the world, to let them know that Jesus still saves. He hasn't stopped saving. He's still saving. Amen. He hasn't stopped healing. He hasn't stopped delivering. He's still performing these miracles. Amen. But people have to just open up their hearts and allow Jesus to come on in. Amen. Make room for Jesus tonight. Make room for Jesus tonight. Whatever the need is in your life, amen, make room for Jesus, and he will meet your needs. So we just praise God tonight. We thank God, amen, for our speaker tonight. Amen. We do have a speaker tonight. Amen. A new speaker. Amen. We want to welcome our speaker tonight. Amen. To the Prayer News Network. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For you being a part. Amen. Of this. Amen. Broadcast. Amen. This ministry and even this broadcast tonight. Amen. So we thank God. Amen. For our speaker. I want you to pray. Amen. For our speaker tonight that the word of God may have free course. Amen. Pray that God. Amen. Will anoint our speaker. Amen. That God will, amen, amen, just come in tonight and take over. Speak to us. Amen. How many of you want to hear from heaven tonight? How many of you need a word from the Lord? Amen. I need a word from the Lord tonight. Amen. I need a word from the Lord. I know one word from the Lord can change my whole situation. One word from the Lord can change everything, can change all. Amen. Your whole life. Amen. And truly, I'm looking for that one word from the Lord tonight, whatever it may be. Amen. God, he has just what we need tonight. Amen. So we just thank God for all things. We're, amen, going to not stand in the way of the speaker. Amen. We want to, amen, yield, amen, enough time for the word of God to come forth. Amen. And even let you go at a decent hour. Amen. But, amen, we just want to give God the glory. We want to give God the praise. We want to give honor where honor is due. Amen. Once again, we welcome you. Amen. On this Friday evening, to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Welcome even to our first-time listeners. Amen. If this is your first time on, amen, this broadcast, amen, calling in, we want to say thank you and welcome, amen, for being part, amen, of this live recorded broadcast tonight. Amen. God bless you. Amen. So let us prepare our hearts and our minds, amen, to, amen, go to God in prayer. Amen. Also, we want to remember, amen, one of our advisors, Evangelist Stamper. Amen. We want to, amen, lift Evangelist Stamper up in prayer as well. Amen. Pray for her that God will strengthen her and her family, even, amen, as they go through, amen, loss as well. Amen. She's one of our advisors, amen, on this, amen, line. Amen. She, amen, had death in her family as well. She lost her aunt. Amen. So we want to lift, amen, Evangelist Stamper and, amen, her family up in prayer. Amen, as well, that God will continue to strengthen them, amen, day by day. Amen. So let us prepare our hearts and our minds tonight, amen, to go to God in prayer. Amen. Let us, amen, get with one accord. Amen. Let us get in harmony. Let us, amen, put our minds on Jesus. Amen. Let us touch and agree in the Spirit tonight. Amen. Believe in God for great things. Let's pray that the Word of God is going to go forth over the airway tonight. That is going to, amen, convict, amen, a lost soul tonight. It's going to penetrate the hearts of men everywhere. Amen. We want God's will to be done tonight. Lord, not our will, but thy will be done. Amen. Psalm 66 and 18 says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. First of all, we want to make sure we're in alignment with God's word. We want to make sure, amen, that we are in agreement with the word of God. Amen, that nothing will hinder our prayers from going through. We want God to answer every prayer tonight. We want God to answer every petition tonight. But we must be in line, in agreement with the word of God. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we come to you with thanksgiving in our heart. We come to you with a praise down in our spirit. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. We give you glory. We give you honor. Father God, for your name is worthy to be praised. Father God, we know that you're high and lifted up. Your name, God, is worthy, God. Your name is holy. Reverence is your name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know without you we can do nothing. But with you we can do all things through Christ which strengthens us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for how you kept us all week long. We thank you how you spared our life. You protected us from danger seen and unseen. You protected us from accidents. You protected us even from, amen, from things all around. You protected us even from COVID. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh, God, you spared our life. You let our golden moments roll on just a little while longer. Oh, God, you have given us, amen, even more time. You've given us more time to seek your face. You've given us more time just to run after you with all of our heart. in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, if it had not been for you on our side tonight, tell me where will we be tonight? If it had not been for you who was on our side, now may Israel say, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you are our help tonight. You are our strength. You are our peace. That's a path of all understanding. Oh, God, we praise you for keeping us in perfect peace. Oh, God, trouble all around, but, Father God, you kept us in perfect peace. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you kept us steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Oh, God, you kept us with a mind to serve you. You kept us with a mind to do your will. And for that, we are so grateful. For that, we say thank you tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you are the center of our joy tonight. For we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Oh, God, we praise you. We praise you. We praise you tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come to you tonight, God. We come to you, God, because we have a need tonight. Oh, God, we need you tonight, Jesus. We need your help, God. We need your strength. We need your direction. Oh, God, lead us and guide us. Order our steps in your word tonight. You said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, order our steps in your word. Tell us what you will have us to know. Oh, God, teach us your way tonight. Teach us your statutes, Jesus. Oh, Lord, teach us how to wait on you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you said in your name tonight. Oh, God, we're asking in your name. We're believing in your name tonight. In your name, there's power tonight. In your name, there's deliverance. Oh, God, what can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the precious blood of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray you will look down from heaven tonight. Oh, God, search our hearts, God. Oh, God, examine us tonight. See whether we be found in the faith. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, see if you're pleased with us. Oh, God, we ask you tonight, God, be pleased with us, be pleased with the way we walk, be pleased with the way we talk, God, the way we live our life, God. Oh, God, be pleased with us tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, sanctify us holy. Oh, God, sanctify us through your word, for we know your word is true tonight. Oh, God, wash away our sins, wash away every transgression tonight, every disobedience, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we need you, oh, God, we need you, like a fish need water, we need you tonight, God, oh, God, we can't move without you, we can't breathe without you, oh, God, we depend on you, you are the source of our life tonight, you are our rock and our fortress, you are our high tower tonight, in the name of Jesus, your present help, even in the time of trouble. Oh, God, we glorify you tonight. We say thank you, for being our helper tonight. We say thank you, for being our friend. Oh, God, you're a friend, that's sticking closer than a brother. In the name of Jesus. No, we're never alone. We're never alone. You say you will never leave us. Nor would you forsake us. In the name of Jesus. We're standing on your word tonight. We're standing on the promises of God that will never give away. Oh, Jesus. We're standing fast tonight. We hold fast that which we have. We make sure no man take our crown in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to be unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch us tonight. Oh, God, we need to be touched. Lay your hand upon us. You know what we need tonight. Jesus, in your name tonight, God. Oh, God, we're calling you, Lord. Oh, God, come see about us. Come to our rescue tonight. Oh, God, deliver them that are bound. Set the captive free. Look on the lost souls tonight. Those that don't know you. In the pardon of their sins. Oh, God, redeem them tonight. From the hand of destruction. Please, Lord. in the name of Jesus. Let somebody be saved tonight. Let somebody be delivered tonight. Let them cry out unto you. Say, Lord, what must I do to be saved? In the name of Jesus. In your name tonight, God. Oh, Lord, we pray you reach the souls of men. Reach the souls of men everywhere, from nation to nation, from country to country, from state to state, city to city. Oh, God, wherever they may be tonight, look on the lost souls of men tonight. Oh, God, penetrate their heart tonight. Bring them under conviction tonight. Convict somebody unto repentance. Oh, God, we know you're able, Jesus. Break up the stony heart. Break up the foul ground. Give them a heart of flesh tonight. In the name of Jesus. Let your word, God, do the work. Let your word do the work tonight. Oh, God, we pray you see your anointing. See your anointing tonight, God. See your Holy Ghost power. We need power. Oh, God, we need power tonight. See your power, Lord. You said, not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, says the Lord. It's by your spirit tonight, God. Do what you want to do tonight. Oh, God, do what needs to be done tonight. Only you can do it. Only you can do it, Jesus. Oh, God, you're able. You're capable of doing it. In the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Do as you please tonight, God. Have your way in our lives. Have your way on this line tonight. Have your way, God. Oh, God, have your way. We yield ourselves to you. We yield to you. We say yes to your will. Yes to your will, Lord. Yes to the will of God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, yes to your will tonight. Oh, God, remember your people everywhere. Remember your people, God. Those that are going through. Those, oh, God, that may be suffering. Those that are even grieving tonight. Oh, God, we pray for mercy. We pray for strength. We pray that you'll be a consolation. Comfort your people tonight, God. Oh, God, comfort your people. Comfort your people. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, make it all right tonight. Lighten every load. Lighten the burden tonight. Ease the pain tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, calm the storm. Oh, God, calm the raging sea tonight. Speak peace to the storm, and it shall obey your voice. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we know you're able. You spoke to the storm, and it had to obey. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said, peace, be still. Oh, God, and it had to obey you. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we look on those, oh, God, that may be mourning tonight. Father God, look on Evangelist Bradley tonight. Oh, God, look on the Bradley and the Reed family tonight, God. Oh, God, we pray that you would give them strength, take them through, God. Father God, you be a consolation. You be a comforter unto them. Oh, God, you know how much they can bear. You know, God. Oh, God, you know what they feel tonight. Father God, you feel their pain. You know, God. Oh, God, what they're going through tonight. We pray that you would be a burden bearer. Oh, God, be a burden lifter. Lift the burden tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray you give them strength. We pray you bring about healing in time, God. Oh, God, bring about that peace. Oh, God, that surpasses all understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on Evangelist Stamper tonight. Look on the Stamper family, God. Oh, God, even as they suffer loss in their family, we pray that you will be a comforter to them. Even be strength unto them as well. Oh, God, take them through their time of sorrow or time of grief. In the mighty name of Jesus, mend every broken heart tonight. Heal every wounded spirit. Oh, God, we know that you're able, God. Oh, God, continue to give them strength day by day. You said in your word, though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Father God, continue to renew their strength day by day. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, help them to look to you. Help them to take you at your word, knowing that you don't make no mistake. You know what's best for us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you said, except those days should be shortened, no flesh should be saved. You said, but for the elect's sake, you will shorten the days, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you're getting your people ready for that great day. You're preparing your people for that great day. Hallelujah, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, we bless you, we praise you. Look on that speaker for tonight, God. Oh, God, have your way, send forth your word. Oh, God, do a new thing in our midst tonight. Father God, let us see your presence. Just one touch from you tonight. Oh, God, will make our calling in worthwhile. One touch from you tonight, Lord Jesus. Father God, one touch will meet every need tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, one touch from you will heal the sick body tonight. Oh, God, heal, heal, heal tonight, Lord. You are the great healer. You are the great physician. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, with your stripes we are healed. If there be any sick among us tonight, Father God, we pray that they be healed. Let the sick say, I'm healed. Let the weak say, I'm strong. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, deliver the bound, set the captive free. Have your way tonight, God. We praise you. We'll glorify you. Oh, God, we'll honor you. We'll give you the praise. We'll tell of your wondrous works. We'll magnify you. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Thank you and praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and thank God. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Amen. Truly we praise God tonight. Amen. For his unspeakable gift of love. We thank God for the power of prayer. Amen. There's amen. Power. Amen. In prayer. Amen. Amen. And if men would pray everywhere, all that men would pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands. Amen. Without wrath and doubting. Amen. God will move. Amen. In the land. He said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, amen, turn from their wicked ways, he said, then will I hear from heaven. I will hear them forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. And truly tonight, the world needs healing. This is why we're here tonight. Amen, because the world needs healing. Amen, healing for the body, healing for the soul. Amen, and God is here to heal. Amen, you tonight. God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Amen. So we praise God tonight for prayer. Amen. We pray that, amen, you have gotten your hearts, amen, and your minds prepared tonight to receive the word of God. We pray that you got your, amen, your pen, amen, your notepad, amen, to take down notes. Amen. God, amen, is, amen, wants to speak to us tonight. Amen. He said, be still. And know that I am God. Amen. Sometimes we just got to, amen, bring ourselves, amen, to a place, amen, of stillness and quietness so that we won't miss God. Truly tonight, we don't want to miss God. We don't want to miss what God has to say to us, amen, in this hour. Amen. But, amen, let's be attentive, amen, to the word of God tonight. Amen. Let's open up our ears to receive the word of God. Amen. Let's open up our hearts tonight. Amen, that we may embrace the word of God with gladness. So we praise God for our speaker tonight. Amen. Coming forth. Amen. She is. Amen. She is, amen, the wife, the helpmate, the companion. Amen. Of our speaker on, amen, last night. Amen. Bishop Curtis Thomas. Amen. Amen. He spoke to us on last night. Amen. Tonight. Amen. His, amen, companion. Amen. His helpmeet is coming tonight, amen, to bring forth the word of God. Amen. We welcome her, amen, to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We welcome you tonight, amen, to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We, amen. Amen. We, amen. Her name is, amen, Evangelist Angela Thomas. Amen. Like before said, she is the wife, amen, of Bishop Thomas that spoke to us on last night. Amen. We're so glad to have you. Amen. We're just anticipating, amen, to hearing the word of God tonight. Amen. Evangelist Angela Thomas has been active, amen, actively involved in a minister capacity for well over 37 years. She is baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Evangelist Thomas acknowledged her calling as an evangelist at the age of 12. After extensive training, she was commissioned to go throughout the land and spread the word of God. She is currently a servant at Bethel Church of Jesus Christ in Midway, Georgia, under the leadership of her husband, Bishop Curtis Thomas. whom she is blessed of being married to for 22 years. Her years of formal and personal studies of God's word have produced a unique and rare blend. Her ideas express nothing more than being the holy steward that God called her to be. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Little amen. Bio reading. Amen. Of our speaker tonight. Amen. So we're not going to prolong the time. Amen. But we're going to, amen, yield the floor to our speaker tonight. Amen. In the person of, amen, Evangelist Thomas. Amen. Out of Midway, Georgia. Amen. From Bethel Church. Amen. Of Jesus Christ. Amen. So let's greet, amen, the woman of God tonight. Let's welcome her. Amen. With a warm welcome. Amen. Of, amen, the love of God. Amen. As she comes, amen, amen, to embrace our platform and to speak to us tonight out of God's word. Amen. So at this time, amen, we're going to yield our platform, amen, to Evangelist, amen, Thomas. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. You may push star 6, unmute your phone, and come on over to the platform at this time.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Thank
Praise
you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Hallelujah. For his mercy endured forever. I give God the glory for allowing me to serve on the Prayer News Network on tonight. And I praise God for our co-host. I think you said your name was Minister Emmanuel. We thank God for you. And we thank God for the prayers of the righteous, because I truly enjoyed the prayer. Hallelujah. God has been good to us. I praise God for Evangelist Bradley and the advisors and the leaders of this great ministry. And I want to extend my love and my condolences, as well as my prayers, to Evangelist Bradley. Also the Reed family, as was mentioned aforetime, and Evangelist Stanford, on the loss of your loved one. I would like to extend my condolences to some very good friends of ours that we fellowship with, the Holcomb family, who lost their loved one. We want you all to know that we are praying for you. And you know, I thank God, because I was introduced to the Prayer News Network when my dear friend, Evangelist Co-Pastor Clara Dudley, was your speaker back last year in October, around that time frame. But my dear friend, she passed away on January the 15th of a massive heart attack. And her death flooded my heart with sorrow. But yet I rejoice, because I know that God knows what he's doing and that she is in good hands. She was like a mother to me. We talked almost every day, prayed together, and we cried together. We were like two peas in a pod. They nicknamed us the spiritual Sama and Louise. We rejoiced together. We traveled in ministry together. We encouraged each other. She trusted me with her life, and I trusted her with my life. We had so much in common. She was an awesome woman of God, and I truly miss her from the bottom of my heart. The number that she gave me last year, for some reason, scrolled out of my phone. And so I lost contact, because I couldn't remember the name of the ministry. But God is good, because my husband and I went to Elder Hardin's church on last month, and Evangelist Stamper said, I want to give you a number to a prayer line. I said, okay, not knowing which prayer line it was. Turns out, hallelujah, that it was the Prayer News Network. So look at God. God is good. Making that connection again. And I am so happy to be back on the line with those who are sanctified. And if you're not sanctified, then we are hoping that before tonight is over, that you decide to make Jesus your choice. Well, let's get to the Word of God. I don't know about you, but Psalms 122 and 1 says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And the PNN is our house of the Lord for tonight. And the Spirit of the Almighty God is here tonight on this line. And Jesus is on this line with us waiting to make contact with someone who needs help on tonight. And someone who needs salvation on tonight. And so tonight I say unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. I say, bless the Lord, O my soul, hallelujah. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. God has been so good to me, and I'm like David. I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I don't know about you, but my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. And the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. So I say to you tonight, you don't have to sit down and sit still because you're on this phone. But oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. I do give honor to my husband, Curtis Thomas. I don't know about you, but I'm not worried about COVID tonight. I'm going to praise the Lord because Psalms 27 and 1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalms 48 and 1 says, great is the Lord, hallelujah, and greatly to be praised. God should be praised all the time, hallelujah, from the rising of the sun, hallelujah, unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Yes, God should be praised all the day long. And truly God has been good to me. God has blessed me and spared my life. God has lifted me up and given me strength and has caused me to triumph. And that's what I give God praise for. I told God that I would give my testimony everywhere that he would allow me. Back in November of 2011, I was given a report from the doctor that I had end-stage kidney disease. I had a rare form of kidney disease, and the doctor said, it don't look good. They said I needed to take chemotherapy. Bless the name of the Lord. They said I needed chemo. That was to buy me 6 months. And so they scheduled me for chemotherapy. And I went home and I began to pray. I began to cry out to God. I asked God, I said, what shall I do? And God let me know that instant that I would live and not die. And so I was determined to believe the report of the Lord. I told the doctors, I said, I will not be getting chemotherapy because I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. And my lead doctor, he decided he didn't want to see me anymore after I declined chemotherapy. Now, I'm not trying to tell you if you're sick to do what I did, but what I am telling you is that God is a healer, hallelujah. I took a year sabbatical just to hear from God. I wasn't accepting phone calls from everyone. I just wanted to get well and to let God do the work that he wanted to do in my body. And I knew that God was going to get the glory out of my life. I could barely walk, but my husband had to help me do just about everything. Some days I felt like I was going to die, but my spirit was leaping within me, saying, you will live as God declared and not die. And I know there might be somebody on the line tonight, and you feel like you're dying. But I'm here to tell you that God said you can live. Hallelujah. And the people of God, here I am, 10 years later, to tell the story. Still diagnosed with end-stage kidney disease and still declaring, regardless of the report that the doctor's given me, that I am healed. I am healed by the precious blood of Jesus. And just the fact that God is still moving by his spirit and we are still in the land of the living to tell the story is the reason why Psalm says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And so I've been redeemed, and I'm not going to keep it to myself. Sometimes we have to give our testimonies so that others can know that God has a hope and he has a plan for us. And nobody can do us like God. Somebody needs to know that God is our joy, and God is our peace, and God is our strength like no other. Can't nobody deliver us and heal us like God can. Nobody can love us, and nobody can free us like God can. And as we take a look back over our life, we can say that God has been gracious and full of compassion towards us. We can say that God has redeemed us from the hands of the enemy. I can testify and say that this poor woman cried, hallelujah, bless the name of the Lord. And the Lord heard me, and he still hears me, and he saved me out of all of my troubles. We can say that the Lord has been our light and our salvation. And we can say that the Lord has been our rock and our fortress and our deliverer, good God Almighty, and our strength, hallelujah, our buckler and our salvation. God has been our high tower. Glory to God. And I can't forget to thank God for Jesus, because God gave me a Savior who got the job done. Hallelujah. I love to talk about the man that John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Don't you want everlasting life? Hallelujah. Well, you got to seek out the man Christ Jesus. I love to talk about the man Jesus, the one who died for my sins, the one who gave his life at Calvary's cross just so little old me could live. I love to talk about the man who shed his blood, hallelujah, who suffered, hallelujah, excruciating pain, hallelujah, on the cross just to show his love for you and me. Now that's some kind of love, hallelujah. See, when a woman talks about her husband, she esteems him. You know, when I talk about my husband, I brag about him. I talk about how good he is to me and how he takes good care of me and my family. I give him great accolades. So when a woman talks about her husband, she talks about how he takes care of her, how he provides for his family. She talks about how he protects his family and how sincere and kind and loving he is. She talks about how he loves God and how the words that you can say to really express your love for Jesus. Yes, my husband is good to me, but my husband can't do me like Jesus can. Yes, Ephesians 5 and 25 says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. I know you husbands got some big shoes to fill. But let me encourage you husbands on tonight, on behalf of all you married women tonight, you husbands, you can do it. You can love us like Christ so loved the church. How do I know? Because the word of God tells me so. And God knows I love my husband, and my husband loves me. And I know it's a difficult task for the husbands to love their wives like Christ so loved the church and gave himself for it. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my husband does a great service to me, but my husband can't bear my grief like Jesus can. Hallelujah. My husband can't heal me like Jesus can. Hallelujah. My husband cannot save me like Jesus can. Hallelujah. John 15 and 13 says, greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. So I don't know about you on tonight. I am so glad to be a friend of Jesus. And I know that the reason Jesus loves me so much is because the word of God says in John 5 and 20, for the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that himself doeth. And that's why Jesus is such an awesome manifestation of his Father. Jesus was an excellent learner. Jesus did what his Father told him to do. Jesus spoke what his Father told him to speak. Jesus was obedient to his Father, even unto the death of the cross. How many people you know would die on the cross for you? Hallelujah. And you know something? Jesus never let his Father down. Hallelujah. Jesus never disappointed his Father. So why do we disappoint God so much? That's what we are working on, saints of God, to get to a point where we don't disappoint our Father. Jesus was our perfect example of how we should live. That is why it's so important that we have the mind of Christ, so we can do as Romans 15 and 6, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We must gird up the loins of our minds so that we may serve the law of God. We need the mind of Christ so we can do as 1 Corinthians chapter 1 says. It says that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. And so I thank God for Jesus. What a great gift of salvation that God has given us. And now that God has done all these wonderful and marvelous things for us, it brings me to my message point on tonight. My question is, what will we give God in return? And so the message that God has given me for you on tonight will come from Psalms 116, verses 12 and 13. It's going to come in the form of a question. It is said that David wrote portions of Psalms. And David said in Psalms 116 and 12, in the Authorized King James Version, David asked himself a question. He said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me. Now, the definition of render means to give, to provide, to supply, to furnish, to contribute, to offer something. So in Psalms 116, if you read the entire chapter, David was having a difficult time. David said the sorrows of death had compassed him. David said the pains of hell got hold of him, and he found trouble and sorrow. And David is going through a tough time, like many of you are. David said, but in the midst of all the hell, in the midst of the trouble and the sorrow, he said he had strength to call on God to deliver his soul. So you may be having a rough time right now, but you need to just call on the name of the Lord. David declares that when he was brought low, he said God helped him, and God dealt with him bountifully. In other words, God gave David joy in the midst of sorrow. Won't God do it, saints of God? It's difficult sometimes to have joy in the midst of sorrow, but God can do it for you. Hallelujah. David said God delivered his soul from death. God wiped the tears from his eyes, and God kept his feet from falling. I'm sure many of you can testify that tonight you have cried a river of tears sometimes, but David said God wiped them tears from his eyes, and God can wipe away your tears. You might be crying now, but I hear some 27:14 saying, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I can hear the word of God saying in Psalms, weeping, hallelujah, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And how many of you can hardly wait till the morning come? Hallelujah. The songwriter said it this way. He said, ain't no need in worrying what the night is going to bring. It will be all over in the morning. Hallelujah. David had something to thank God for. David said, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up. See, God can lift you up when you're feeling down. He said, and God has not made my foes to rejoice over me. Don't worry about your enemies. God can make your enemies your footstool. David said, oh, Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. If you're looking for a healing on tonight, if God did it for me, he can do it for you. David said, oh, Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Hallelujah. See, I was on my way out of here when the doctors gave me six months. But God brought me up out of that grave. Hallelujah. I thank God for his healing power. David said, thou hast kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. See, David was going through something. David was rendering something to the Lord. David said, I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made a supplication. Are we giving God our supplications? We need to render back to the Lord. David said he was greatly afflicted, but God blessed him. And you may wonder, how in the world can I be blessed in the middle of a storm? How can I be blessed when everything it seems around me is falling apart? Well, David had the testimony in Psalms chapter 27 that for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret can blind their sight so they can't get to us. David knew that God would set him up upon a rock and his head would be lifted up above his enemies. If you are going through something, the Bible tells us in Psalms 24, just go on and lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Sometimes we're not delivered because we're not lifting up God. We're not allowing the King of glory to come in. When David lifted up his head to God, then he could testify this, that thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. See, when God delivers you, you want to dance. You want to shout, hallelujah. You want to give God glory, hallelujah. But we got to learn to praise God before the blessings come, hallelujah. David said, thou hast put on my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. Look at God. Many of you have been through some trials and tribulations in the past years with COVID and a lot of other just bad things going on. And God has delivered some of you. You've been sick and God has healed you. You've been heartbroken and God performed a heart transplant on you. You've been talked about and God lifted you up. You've been stabbed in the back. And God removed the knife from your back and healed your wounds. Hallelujah. So in spite of all the bad things you're going through, the enemy has tried to do many things to us. But God has given you the benefit of salvation, of health, and of strength. See, even while David was being afflicted, he asked himself a question. David said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? He always looked to God for deliverance. But what shall we render to God for all the marvelous things God has done for us? David answered his own question. David said in Psalms 116 and 13, he said, I will take the cup salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. So will you take the invitation of salvation tonight? Will you offer sacrifices of joy? Will you offer God praises? Will you offer prayer to God? Will you fast? Will you love your enemies? Will you pray for them that despitefully use you? Do you owe God a praise on tonight? Andre Crouch, he was a great songwriter. He said, how can I say thanks for the things you've done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. He went on to say, he said, the voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude, but all that I am ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee. See, we owe our life to God. David said, I'm going to take this cup of salvation, but while I'm taking it, I'm going to call on the name of the Lord. And someone on the mind tonight, the cup of salvation is your ticket to heaven. Psalms 24, 3 through 5 says, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? He that had clean hands and a pure heart, who had not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord. And right from the God of his salvation. See, some people don't think they need to put in the work. They think once saved, always saved. All I got to do is say the sinner's prayer and it's over. That's it. I can live like I want to live. I can do what I want to do. I can stand in the way of sinners. I can sit in the seat of the scornful. But as long as I think that sinner's prayer, I'm okay with God. Not so. The Bible tells us that dirty hands will not ascend into the hill of the Lord. Corrupt hearts will not ascend into the hill of the Lord. Deceitfulness, it's not going to make it to the hill of God. But see, you need a pure heart. You got to have some clean hands. You got to have some holy hands. That's what's going to make it to the hill of God. Hallelujah. Romans 12:1 says it like this. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So you got to be holy, hallelujah. I can't be going to the beach with my bikini on, hallelujah. I got to be holy and righteous, hallelujah. I can't be going through the city cussing people out, hallelujah. I can't be committing fornication and adultery. I got to be holy, hallelujah, unto the Lord. The word of God says in Hebrews 12, follow peace with all men, holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. If you're trying to see the Lord without being holy, I'm sadly to tell you on tonight that unless you're holy, you're not going to make it in. So have you took the cup of salvation? Have you called upon the name of the Lord? Don't you understand that Jesus Christ took the cup of salvation and died for the sins of the whole world? Jesus said in Luke 22:42, he said, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. When are you going to get to the point where you say, nevertheless, God, I will. Nevertheless, yes, God, I'll live holy. Nevertheless, yes, God, I'll serve you. Nevertheless, yes, God, I'll put away all of that mess for me. Nevertheless, God, I will. Nevertheless, God, I won't be a drug addict anymore. I'll serve you, God. Hallelujah. Jesus knew that taking the cup would bring pain and agony and torment. It wasn't pleasurable for Jesus, but Jesus did it just for you and I. Jesus was beaten for you and I, but he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of his peace was upon him, his stripes. We are healed. Now, see, I'm healed because of the stripes that Jesus bore at Calvary. Because of the stripes of Jesus, we have an opportunity to experience salvation. And so what will you do with that opportunity today? Will you take the cup of salvation? Will you call upon the name of the Lord? So what will you render unto the Lord? David said that he was going to pay his vow unto the Lord in the presence of all his people. He wasn't going to go in no closet and do anything. He was going to do it openly before the people. The people was going to know about the God that he served. David was going to let the world know how good God has been to him. He was going to declare God's goodness, that I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. Will you call upon the name of the Lord today? God simply wants us to render salvation, render holiness, render faithfulness, and render obedience to God's word. And we must make sure tells us. It says in verse 7, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Now, surely, if the heavens can rejoice and the earth be glad and the field be joyful and the trees rejoice, then surely we can rejoice. Surely we can lift up our voice to the Lord. Surely we can make a joyful noise unto the Lord of our salvation. Look, if the floods can clap their hands and the heavens declare the righteousness of God, then surely we can give God praise. So in my closing, what will you render? Will you render love, joy, and peace? Will you render long-suffering and gentleness, goodness, faith, and meekness? Will you render temperance? Or will you take the cup of salvation? See, our flesh will always reject the cup of salvation. See, we've got to learn how to put this flesh under subjection. But if we deny our flesh, we can overcome this world. Hallelujah. When you take the cup of salvation, you crucify your flesh. When you take the cup, then adultery, fornication, drugs have to die. Uncleanness, lasciviousness, it's got to die. When you take the cup of salvation, idolatry and witchcraft and hatred, it's got to go. When you take the cup of salvation, wrath and strife, drunkenness, envying, backbiting, lying, it's got to die. So what will you render to God? What will you give God in exchange for all he has done for you? Will you give him your life today? Will you say yes to the Lord? It is important that all men everywhere sanctify the Lord God in your heart. We know that God created man to be holy and sanctified. God has not called us to uncleanness, but unto holiness. And we should know how to possess our vessels with sanctification and honor. God had from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the spirit and belief of the truth by Jesus and sent him into the world. Jesus died on the cross so that we can be transformed into the image of God's Son through sanctification. We can make excuses all day about why we are not sanctified. We can say we are dirty, filthy red until we're blue in the face. But I don't know about you. When I put on the mind of Christ and I was transformed by the renewing of my mind, when I was washed in the precious blood of Jesus, I was washed white as snow. I didn't go back doing everything that I did before I got saved. When I was baptized in the precious name of Jesus for the remission of my sins, I came up out of the water a new creature. Old things had passed away, and behold, I became new. I no longer had on dirty, filthy rags, but I'm sanctified by the blood of Jesus. David said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit in me. Psalm 34 says, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Do you have a contrite spirit tonight? Then God can help you. God can fix your heart today. David said, wash me with hyssop that I might be clean. When Jesus was praying to God in John chapter 17:17, Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Jesus said, for their sake, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Now listen to this. Jesus had to be sanctified too. Jesus did not tell you to do something that he did not do. Glory to God. I thank God that I'm sanctified on tonight. I thank God for his goodness and his mercy. Hallelujah. What will you render to him? God wants you to render holiness. God wants you to come to him just as you are, but you cannot remain the way you are. Hallelujah. When you come over on the Lord's side, hallelujah, you are a new creature. Hallelujah. What shall you render? Have you been slack in praying since COVID's been going on? Hallelujah. Then you need to render prayer to God. See, since COVID has happened, a lot of church people have stopped going to church. They just decided that, okay, I'm going to use COVID as a convenience to not go to the house of the Lord. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand. We must stay distant. We must wear masks. We must protect ourselves. I'm not about to go walk through no valley of the shadow of death that God have not anointed me to walk through. So I'm used with them. Hallelujah. But I'm not going to forsake the assembly myself. This Prayer News Network, that's another avenue to assemble yourself to do. Don't forget now, just because COVID is going on, don't forget what you got to do for God. Don't forget to pray and fast. Hallelujah. I see people in the stores, hallelujah, but they don't want to go back to church. I see them all out in the community, but when it comes to going to church, they use an excuse and say, COVID is keeping me home. But thanks to God, we got to get right, church, because it's going to be time to go home, hallelujah. And I don't know about you, I want to see Jesus' face in peace. I want to see him when he cracked that sky, hallelujah. The Bible says the dead in Christ going to rise. And then those of us who are alive and remain, we're going to be caught up together with him to meet Jesus in the sky. Hallelujah. But are you going to be ready when that time comes? Are you going to have your lamps trimmed and burning? Hallelujah. Will you be on the Lord's side? Hallelujah. You know, I'm not afraid to die because I know the holy life I live. I know that if I die holy, hallelujah, God going to raise me up holy. Hallelujah. But remember this. The way you go in your grave, hallelujah, is going to determine whether you make heaven your home. Hallelujah. It's going to determine whether you go into the kingdom of God. So get right, church. Hallelujah. Time is drawing out. We don't have time to be playing games. Hallelujah. We don't have time to be playing games with the devil. Hallelujah. Get right, people of God. What will you render? God wants to know what you're going to render to him tonight. Hallelujah. Are you going to take the cup of salvation? Hallelujah. Somebody on the line needs salvation. You can have salvation tonight. Hallelujah. You can have righteousness and holiness. It's the best life you will ever have. Hallelujah. There's joy over here on this side. Hallelujah. When you go through something, it's a great joy in knowing God's got your back. Hallelujah. Though they flee. will I trust him? Hallelujah. Whose side are you leaning on? I'm leaning on the Lord's side. Hallelujah. I have an anchor in the Lord. So that's the message God wanted me to leave for you tonight. What are you rendering to him? Hallelujah. What are you rendering? Think, check your life while COVID is going on. Make sure you're still tightly knitted together in the truth of God's word. Don't let the enemy trick you out of your salvation. God got it all in control. Hallelujah. Trust God for everything. If at any time we're going to trust God, we need to trust him right now. And so I thank God once again for the Prayer News Network for allowing me to be your servant on tonight. I pray that I've said something that will touch your heart and cause you to gain more strength in the Word of God. And if you don't have the Word of God, I pray that you can get on the Lord's side tonight. Don't leave here without taking on the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, because you don't need him. Hallelujah. And so at this time, I'm going to release the line back to our co-host. And again, I say to the Prayer News Network, to Evangelist Bradley, the leaders of this great network, I thank you for allowing me the opportunity to magnify the Lord with you and to rejoice in the Lord together with you. I turn it back over to the call.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Truly, did we enjoy that message tonight? Amen. What, amen, a very timely message in the time that we're living in today. Amen. This was a message for us to consider, something for us to think about. Amen. What shall I give God in return? Amen. What shall I give God in return? Each one has to take this personally. Amen. And examine yourself and see, ask yourself, what shall I give God in return?
Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And so Nicodemus was a little confused. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born again when he is old? See, Nicodemus was thinking on the natural, but Jesus was talking to him about the spiritual. Nicodemus said, can a man enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So it's very important that in order for us to be born again, we must be I'm reminded of Peter when he was preaching to the people in the book of Acts, the second chapter, began to talk about the patriarch David. And he was talking about how Jesus Christ would come through the seed of David. Now how they were a witness of the word of God. And so the people had heard what Peter was saying in the book of Acts. And they began to be pricked in their hearts. And so somebody on here tonight might be pricked in your heart. And they began to ask Peter. And they said to him, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, repent. And so you might be here tonight and you want salvation. You need to repent. Tell God, I'm sorry for every evil thing that I have done. And then after Peter told them to repent, he told them to be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. See, you need your sins to be remitted on tonight. You need God to forgive you of your sins. And then after that, Peter said, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. See, you need the Spirit of God working in you, because it's the Spirit of God working on the inside of you that is going to keep your flesh under subjection. Because don't think once salvation comes into your life that you're not going to think or maybe think about doing something wrong, but the Holy Ghost on the inside will purify your thought and your mind. And the Holy Ghost is what's going to keep you saved. It is what's going to keep you clean. It is what's going to keep your flesh under subjection. And so we pray, most gracious Father, the one who created the world and every living thing on this earth, God, we acknowledge you to be the true and living God. We acknowledge you to be the almighty God of heaven and earth. And there is none like you, neither will there ever be another like you. For you are the only God who holds the sun and the moon and the stars in the sky. God, you are the one who knows all things. You see all things. And you, God, are in control of all things. And God, so we honor you and we glorify you. And we can't thank you enough for all the great things that you have done. You deserve all our glory and all our praise. And so we ask for your divine help on tonight. If there is someone that is on this line that's seeking salvation, we ask that you would move by your power upon your people on tonight. God, for we know that you can do what no other power can do. God, we take comfort in knowing that you are always listening to our prayer. And God, we can cry out to you. Let the person that wants salvation tonight to cry out to you. And God, we know that we are confident that you are eager to hear our cry. And God, we understand that it is the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous that availeth much. And God, we believe your word on tonight. We believe that every word you have spoken, you have written, you have inspired will go out. And it will not return unto you, Lord. God, we believe your word that says, if your people, which are called by your name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear them from heaven, and you, God, will forgive their sins. And God, thank God, that need your help, hallelujah, that's willing to turn from their wicked ways, hallelujah. They're waiting on you, God, to forgive their sins. God, we consider ourselves your people. Let your mercy and grace prevail tonight. God, let your angels, hallelujah, give your angels charge over that individual that's seeking you on tonight, hallelujah. Keep them in all their ways. God, we pray that every evil spirit that will try to hinder the progress of your people that want salvation, we pray that that curse be broken and that it be destroyed in the name of Jesus. That, God, you will loose the bands of wickedness. Go to their homes, God. Fill them up with your power, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Help them, God, to gird up the loins of their mind. Hallelujah. God, we pray that you will break the neck of the enemy on their behalf. Hallelujah. Destroyed in the name of Jesus. Might be somebody on the line feeling sick. God, we know that you are a healer. God, we say, send the strength of Jesus to their home and raise them up, God. Let them give a testimony that you are a healer. Break every stronghold that the enemy is trying to bring in disguise. Move stress, move fear. Hallelujah. Restore the joy of their salvation in the mighty name of Jesus. Scatter the activities of the enemy, Lord. Hallelujah. Have mercy according to your loving kindness and your tender mercy. God, blot out our transgressions. Hallelujah. Somebody need purging. Hallelujah. Wash them, God. Hallelujah. Wire them snow. Do it like you did for me, God, and like you did for others. Bring forth increase, God. Increase in the word, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Move in their life. Hallelujah. Let the power in the blood of Jesus reign. Hallelujah. In their situation. Have your way, God, we pray. That soul that's seeking you on tonight, God, we pray that you open up the windows of heaven. Your blessings fall upon them. Let it rain on them, God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way in their life right now. Help them to accept you, God. While the enemy is trying to pull one way, God, pull them back in the fold, hallelujah. Pull them among those of us who are sanctified. We cry out to you, God, hallelujah, to save and deliver on tonight. And we give you praise, honor, and glory, hallelujah. We'll forever lift you up. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, and glory to God. We turn it back over to our co-host.
Amen. Let the church say amen. Amen. Let the church say amen again. Truly, we thank God tonight. Amen for what our ears have heard and what our hearts have felt. Truly, God, amen, spoke to us tonight through the word of God. Amen. Everything the preacher said was Bible, was scripture. Amen. We got to do it God's way. It's God's way or no way at all. Amen. There's only one way. And that is the way of holiness. Amen. We thank God for the beautiful message tonight. Amen. Asking us a question. What shall I give, amen, back to God? Amen. What shall I give God in return? Amen. We owe God tonight. Truly, we owe God. Amen. Each and every one of us tonight, we owe God something. And we might as well say, yes, Lord. We might as well surrender to the will of God and allow his will to take priority in our lives. So we just bless God tonight. Amen. For the word, we thank God for the prayer. Amen. God has his way of doing what he needs to be done. Amen. He has his way. Our ways are not God's way. Neither are our thoughts his thoughts. Amen. But God has the perfect plan for each one of our lives. Amen. We thank God for the prayer. Amen. Leading to salvation. for those that need a salvation. And we pray tonight that you have made the Lord your choice. We pray tonight that you have accepted the Lord, amen, as your personal Savior, and allowed him to come into your heart to abide there forever. Amen. We want to encourage you to, amen, now that you made the step of faith, confession, amen, now continue to seek the Lord. Amen, that he may continue to sanctify you and give you the baptism of the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Won't he do it? Amen. Yes, he will. He will do it. We are witnesses today. Amen. That God will do it. He did it for us. Amen. We had to call on the name of Jesus and turn from the error of our ways. And the Lord saved us and delivered us. Amen. And now we could be a witness. Amen. Unto him. So we thank God for the prayer, even the prayer. Amen. Every need, petition, and desire that you had tonight. Amen. It's covered. It has been covered through prayer, the prayer of faith that has been prayed. Amen. So we just thank God tonight. We believe God. Amen. We want you, amen, to think about this word tonight, ponder upon it, meditate upon it, even upon thy bed tonight. Amen. That God may continuously to speak to you and that the word of God may continue to take root into your heart. Amen. People of God, if you'd like to get a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, we don't have, amen, two numbers to give you that you may, amen, text to receive, to request a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. If you would like to make a copy of tonight's broadcast, please text us at 912-257-3918. Once again, that's area code 912-257-3918. Amen. To all of our, amen, international listeners, amen, those, amen, that call in from other countries, amen, you as well can receive a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. If you would like to receive a copy, we're going to ask you to please, amen, text us by using WhatsApp. Amen. Text us by using WhatsApp, and the number is 678-608-7234. Once again, to all of our international listeners, amen, to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, please text us by using WhatsApp at 678-608-7234. Amen. We will certainly be glad to send you a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. We always ask you, when you get a copy of tonight's broadcast, please just don't keep it to yourself, but spread the word. Send it to somebody that may not have been on the line tonight, because everybody needs to hear the word of God. Everybody needs hope, and we know that there is hope in Jesus. Amen. Through the precious word of God. So we bless God tonight. We praise God for all things. Amen. And we just, amen, want to pray for the woman of God. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your woman servant. We thank you for your anointing that has come forth this night to declare your word. Father God, we appreciate your word. We take your word to our hearts. We apply it to our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that you will save us, sanctify us wholly. Oh God, cleanse us through and through. Help us to be pleasing in your sight. Help us to do as you require us to do. Father God, look on your messenger tonight. Again, continue to give her strength. Oh God, continue to anoint and re-anoint her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Oh God, order her steps in your word. Bless her home, bless her family, bless her covering. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless their ministry tonight. Father God, you get the glory out of their lives. Oh God, use them in a mighty way. We know that you're able. We know you have the power. Father God, we pray that you renew her strength tonight. Everything that was withdrawing, we pray that you will give her a double portion. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you. We glorify you. We pray this prayer in faith. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and thank God. Amen. We praise God tonight. Amen. Once again, for this broadcast, for each one of you, for your listening ear. Amen. For your patience. Amen. Towards, amen, the word of God. Amen. We thank God for our speaker. Amen. Said so many wonderful things tonight. Even we enjoyed your testimony. Amen. Of God's healing power. We know God is able to perform miracles. He hasn't stopped doing it. He's still in the miracle business. Amen. But this was a living testimony for somebody to take hold of faith and trust God with your whole heart, and God will do the same thing for you because he has no respect of person. Amen. So we just thank God for the testimony. Amen. It was very touching, amen, to hear, amen, about the other, amen, evangelists that invited you to the line, but how the Lord has called her on home. Amen. It's very touching. But yet, amen, it pays for us to be ready. It's a blessing when you're ready. Amen. When you're ready and God calls you home, amen, you're going home to be with Jesus. Amen. We know this world is not our home. We did not come here to stay. But the good part about it, if you're saved, sanctified, and have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, amen, you got a home where Jesus is. And this is our goal tonight, is to make it where Jesus is. Amen. We want to make heaven our home. Amen. So we got to do what it takes to get there. Amen. Blessings be upon you, people of God. Amen. Look to Jesus. Also want to remind you to please continue to keep our founder and visionary lifted up in prayer, Evangelist Annette Bradley and the family once again. Amen. This is a crucial, critical time for them. Amen. They continuously need our prayer and support. And amen, like I forestated, amen, if you would like to, amen, send correspondence, if you would like to send, amen, sympathy cards to the family, encouragement to the family, amen, you could, amen, do so, amen, by using our mailing, amen, box. Amen. And our mailing address is, amen, I want to give it to you, amen, just in case you would like to send correspondence, because we know everybody can't be where she's at, but your love can go, your love can reach her and the family. So if you would like to send cards, amen, of sympathy, amen, support, amen, you can, amen, send it to Prayer News Network, care of Evangelist Annette Bradley. And the mailing address is P.O. Box 7937, Macon, Georgia, 31209. Once again, I will repeat that. If you would like to send correspondence mail to our P.O. Box, amen, cards, encouragement, amen, you can mail it to Prayer News Network, care of Minister Annette Bradley, P.O. Box 7937, Macon, Georgia, 31209. Amen, and she'll be glad to hear from you. Amen, she'll be glad to know that, amen, you are there to support her, amen, in a time such as this. Amen. So let's continue to lift them up in prayer. Let's also pray for Evangelist Stamper and family, who's also going through a loss as well. Amen. As well, if you would like to send sympathy cards for her, you can use the same P.O. box, amen, that we just gave you. And we will be sure, amen, that she gets, amen, your love. Amen. If you would like to be a blessing, amen, to the woman of God, amen, to, amen, Evangelist Bradley, and amen, the Reed family, amen. If you want to be a financial blessing, amen. You can cash app. You can cash app, amen, her at Gift of Prayer. That's cash app, Gift of Prayer. Amen. If you would like to be a blessing to the family, amen, at this time. Amen. So we thank God for each one of you. Amen. We have no doubt that you're going to do your part, amen, to show the love of God, amen, towards, amen, his servant. Amen. So we thank God for you once again. Thank God for, amen, how you just hung in there to listen to the word of God. We pray that you be blessed tonight. Amen. So we just thank God for the woman of God. We thank God for you and your husband once again. And we definitely would love to, amen, invite y'all back, amen, to, amen, come and share in the good news of Jesus Christ, amen, with us in the whole world. Because everybody needs a word from the Lord. Amen. And it takes all of us to be a witness. Amen, for the Lord. Amen. So we praise God for all things. We're not going to weary you. Amen. But at this time, we are going to, amen, turn it back over to the woman of God tonight, our speaker. Amen. That you may have the last sayings and the blessing of the line. Amen. Then we will have, amen, our corporate praise. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Last sayings and dismissal in your hands.
Praise the Lord. Once again, we thank the Lord God. He has done on tonight, and for his many manifold blessings towards us. Prayer has went out and has been good. The word has gone forth and God has blessed. And so my last saying to you would be out of Jude. Now to him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in him. And let me go back and say that again. Jude, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. God bless you all in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, woman of God. Amen. People of God, this concludes our tonight. Amen. We want to remind you we will be back on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Amen. Come, amen, looking and expecting great things of the Lord. Amen. Until then, be blessed. We love you in Jesus' name. God bless you. Good night.
This session is no longer being recorded. This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.